Rashi of Yom Zetle, Tomet Shoshacher, Tomet Shoshacher, his Kichu HaKosiv boy. The Marechus Eitzim Chadosha, the whole boyker. You have to have a new Marech of new wood every morning. V'yeshal Mizbech Tukit boy. V'ach Moito Sidra Marechui. Therefore, this Pasuk Faket is Mashmu, we are talking about a Tle, a Tomet Shoshacher. He's even though it's in the middle of the Pasha of Ben Bokar, but Agav, we have an Asmachta for this Jerusha also. That V'yokub, the Aaron HaKanim, there's a time when we need two Kanim, that's going on Korban HaTomid, which is Ala Eitzim, Asher Aleish, Asher Ala Mizbeich.
Yes. Good.
Right. Omer Ravasi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Zar She Sidya Samarocha Chayiv, a Zar that sets up the Marocha, sets up the wood on top of the Marocha, Shno is Chayiv Mister, Rashi says. It's also called an avoida that a zar does is chayiv misa. The gemara kates to the waiser.
No, it's kates to the waiser. If the zar made the marocha, so we say it's possible. How do we fix it up? So the gemara says perk or let him take it down. The chayzer v'soidra. Then he'll put it back up again. For the gemara hamah hanilei, why does it help us? If the same zar that took it off puts it back on again, it's still possible. Ella, the gemara says perk or zar v'soidra koyin. The zar taika breaks it, takes it down again. But now we let a kohen that's kosher to make the siddur marocha. Now it's kosher.
Fred Gemara Maya Hanilei. If that's called siddur marocha, like what are you gaining? Just throwing it down and putting it back up again. So what do you gain? Why is that called siddur marocha? Ella means like this: Parkor zar v'sudra kohen. Ella Maya, the kohen, the zar knocks it down, and the kohen has to come and set it up again. Maskul or Rab Zera?
So Rab Zera asks the kasha now. V'chiyesh l'cho avoido shekshera balaylo upsula bizar. Is it possible to tell me you have an avoido that you could do at night time? And we want to say now, the siddur maroch is kosher to do at night time, and still you're saying it's psula bizar, a zar is possible to do it. So the Ritva speaks out that that's pshita, a zar is possible to do it, that the Torah says you need a kain. But the shalur is a yechayiv misa. His davim in Riz, it's not called such a choshev avoidom for a zar to be chayiv misa. A zar is only chayiv misa if he doesn't avoidom, that's done by daytime, by yom. But here the avoidom of siddur maroch that could be done at nighttime, that was the kasher. Where do we find if a zar does it is chayiv misa? So the Mori answers, v'loy, is it not that way? V'arei evorim u'pdorim. As we know the lochridge, you could burn the pieces of meat, the haktorah of the korbonus, could be done at nighttime. And still we had before that that's one of the dalar avoidus that a zar is chayiv misa for. To see if a zar does the avoid of burning the meats at night, he's chayiv misa. So Marin says, Saif avoided yomomhi. This that the avorim abdorim is not called like an avoid at laila, even though you do it at night, but it's called the end of the avoidus hayoim. And since the shchita and the zrik of the korban was done by yoim, now burning the emurim is considered the end of the avoidus hayoim. That's why if a zar does it, it's chayiv misa. Mashenkin here, the Siddur Marocha, which is first in Avoid the Balayla, why should it be that the Zara is Chayiv Misa? So Moses says, I'll bring another Raya. For a Truma Sadeshin, that Truma Sadeshin we had before according to Levi, if the Zara does the Truma Sadeshin, it's Chayiv Misa, even though the Truma Sadeshin could be done throughout the night time. So the Gemara says, no, Avoid the Yomomhi. The Truma Sadeshin is also considered an Avoid of Yom, of daytime. The Yom Rabbasi said like this, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, we had before, Kiddush Yodov L'Trumas Hadeshen. If a Kohen that made the Trumas Hadeshen early, before Alos HaShachar, at the end of the night, and he washed his hands, he made a Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim L'Shein the Trumas Hadeshen, his Alocha L'Mocher, later, even if it comes after Alos HaShachar, is Ein Sarach L'Kaddish. He doesn't have to be Mekaddish his hands a second time. Why? Shekva Kiddush Metchilas Avoida. He already made his Kiddush at the beginning of the Avoida. So you see clearly, Trumas Hadeshen is considered like the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. This is like the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. Therefore, if a Zara does the Trumas Hadeshen, that's why, according to Levi, is the Chayiv Misa. Ma'ashen can hear the Siddur Maroch, which is only an Avodah Salayla, and not the beginning of the Yoyim, that was the Kasha, why should it be that it's Chayiv Misa? So Gemara says, V'yela Kasha. So Gemara says, V'yela Kasha, Staka Kasha. So why Staka is the Chayiv Misa if a Zara does this Avodah Balayla of the Siddur Maroch? So Gemara answers, Elokiyit Mahochi. If you learn this the way we learned, that Elokiyit Mahochi Yitma, that Omer Rabasi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Zah She Sido Shnei Gziri Eitzim is Chayiv. Hoyil Va'avoides Yoimi, Enechanami. stam the siddur marocha, the set the marocha up. That's the bottom part of the small piece of wood you put on the marocha. That's like a zaris potter from misa. Mashenki in the bazaar does this avoid of the shnei gziri etzim, which is done by boiker in the morning, which is an avoid of sayyim. Then a zaris chayiv misa. The more mask of lo rovo elamiyato tiboyi pius. If that's true, you should have to have a pius for the siddur shnei gziri etzim. Since it's called an avoid hayoim, why wasn't that mentioned in one of the piyus before? So Gemara says, "Ein achnami, it was ishtar mitzvah. You forgot. Hod the tanya that we learned before that misha zocha betruma tzedeshin. The kohen that was zoich in the piyus to get the truma tzedeshin is zocha besidim arocho uvesidur shnei gziratzim. Ein achnami, that kohen was zoich to do the avoid of sidim arocho and also the shnei gziratzim. So it's included in that piyus." That the kohen that got the truma tzedeshin also received the shnei gziri etzim. Then echnami, it's called an avodas hayoyim, and an avodas hayoyim that was only done through a pius. So Gemara says from this deed that yes, the kasha lameimro, it comes out that you want to tell us that the avodas yoyim boi pius, and avodas you do throughout the daytime, for that you have to have a pius. You have to choose which kohen should do it. But avodas laila le boi pius, but an avodas you do at nighttime, that does not need a pius. But that was your kasha, like only b'yayim you need a pius. That's why you have the kasha. But mashma before that it was done, but laila you didn't have the kasha, you should have to have a pius. For the Gemara again, for evorim upadorim, that seif avoided, the evorim upadorim, which is an avoid of laila, and still we had before, we need a pius for that. So Gemara answers, seif avoided yumamhi. No, that's called the burning of the fats, or the emurim is considered at the end of the avodas hayoyim. That's why there was a pious to choose which kohen should be zeicha to burn the evorim and the pedorim. For the mava re truma tzedeshin, truma tzedeshin. What do we have to have a pious? So huri could do it at night time. So huri, you see, even at night time also there could be a pious. So Marian says mishremaisa shohayu. The way we had it before, that since one kohen fell off the kevish and broke his leg, the rabbanim were masakin to make a pious. And really, the Ritzvah speaks out that really the Gemara could answer, like we learned before, that the Truma Tzedeshin, that's the Tchilas Avoidu D'Yimamhu. It's not called an Avoidu B'Layla, but it's called an Avoidu B'Yayim. So the Gemara answers better, though, that even if you want to tell me it's called an Avoidu D'Layla, still it needs a pious because of the mice what happened before, that one kohen broke his leg. So Gemara says, now, Lameimer, you want to tell me that the Avoidu S'Yayim V'Shezar Chayvele Misa Boy Pious. So we're coming out now, for which avoidus do you have to have a pius to choose? If it's an avoidus hayoim, and if a zar does it, it's chayiv misa. Ma'ashen ken ein zar chayiv ole misa, loy boy pius. But ma'ashen for these kashes, if a zar would do the avoidus b'yoim, he would not be chayiv misa, he would not have to have a pius. For the more of a rei shchita, kashri is then shchita, we had the mishnah before, they made a pius, which kind should be zeicha to do the shchita of the korban atomid? And shchita, what we know, is kosher bizarre. Zara is not chayiv misa. So therefore, what do you have to have a pius for the shchita? There's no chayiv misa if a zara does it. So the Moran says, shani shchita tetchilas avoidehi. Shchita is different. Even though shchita is not an avoidah that needs a kohen, but it's the beginning of the dalar avoidahs of the korban. There's the shchita, there's the kabbalah, there's the halacha, there's the zurika. And the true, the ikka kapor is at the end of shasta zurika. This is the beginning of the avoidus of the korban. Therefore, since the other avoidus need a pius, who are them will need a pius for the shchita also? Where it says now, Oma mazutra v'teim ravashi v'anan loytanan hochi. We did not learn like this. All right, we'll stop over here. Again, in the middle of near the end of the Gemara, but the shaila was at the beginning. He said over Memra, Omer Abasi, on top, Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that Zar, Shesidia, Samarocha, Chayiv. That was his Kiddush. If a Zar, not a Kohen, a regular Yisrael, goes in Mesada, the Marocha, he's Chayiv Misa for that. So this Gemara came to ask the letter Kashis. So one of the last Kashis were, Meres Kasha then, Varei Shchita. Meres Kasha, Ay Shchita, you have to have a pious, even though a Zar is Kosher. So Meres says, Shani Shchita, Tetchila Savoidhi. Shchita is called the beginning of an avoida. Now Omer Ravasi v'teim Ravashi v'anan loytnan hochi. We did not learn like this. Loytnan hochi means you want to tell me now. We just got finished saying the siddur marochom was an avoida that was done v'yoyim, or not only the siddur marochom. No, the siddur marochom was done b'laylam, but the siddur of the shnei gziri etzin that was done dafke b'yoyim. But that was the maskona. That after Rav Asi said Yechayiv Misa doesn't mean for the Siddur Marochom, but it means for the Siddur of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim. That's what we came out. So we wanted to say that's an avoid that you have to do by Yoyim. So we did not like that. For a non-life to non-hoch, we did not learn like this. And we learned the next Mishnah, Omelhem Amamuna, Suvaro Imagiyaz Mana Shrita. We'll see the next Mishnah. They used to tell them, stand up on the hill and see when it comes exactly, Olas HaShachar, when it comes daytime, that we can start doing the Shrita. Now, V'ilu Zman Shnei Gzir Yetzim Leketani. The mission doesn't say later that they were makpid not to do the avoidah of putting the two pieces of wood on the mizbeach to wait until first it was daytime. Mashmano, if you want to do it at night, you can still do it at night. So how we just got finished saying the Shnei Gzir Yetzim has to be bayoim, it's mashma for the next mission, it could even be done by either also. Tamura says no. I tell Yavada the Indian of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim is only kosher bayoim. It has to be done by daytime. Why does the next Mishnah say we only care about that the Shechita for the Korban Atomic should be by day and not the Shnei Gzir Yetzim? The Teretz is, Hach, the less late takanta katoni. Something that you can't fix up, if you do it wrong, that we're very worried about. In other words, let's say they would make the Shechita on the Korban Atomic too early, before daytime. So Mamavich will be puzzled. You'd ruin the Korban, you'd have to burn it. So to make sure you don't ruin the carbon, they're marked for the next Mishnah to make sure first you see it's daytime, you see the Olas HaShachar before you do the Shechita. Mashenkin hach the Yisle Takanta. What's the Avodah Shnei Gzir Yetzim? You have to put these two pieces of wood on top of the Marochim. Now let's say they made a mistake and they did it Be'od Laila. They didn't wait till Olas HaShachar till the morning. They did it too early at night time. There's a Takana to fix it up. All you have to do is take it off the Maroch again, when it comes the morning, and then put it back on again. So since there's a takana, how to fix up the Shnei Gzir Yetzim, that's why the next Mishnah doesn't talk about it. But really, really, this avoida of putting the Shnei Gzir Yetzim on the Mizbech is Davka Bayoim, and it's possible if you do it for Laila. But the Pshat is that has a takana. The Yisle Takanto. Migrashi says, the Yisle Takanto, in Sidron Balaila, if you, by mistake, they put the two pieces of wood on the mizbeach. Balayla is perkon. Take it off when it comes in the morning. Put it back on again. Therefore, the next mission doesn't tell us we have to get on top of the roof. Leroy's to see clearly if it's daytime or not before you do this avoida of the Shnei Gzir Yetzim. Because even if they make a mistake, still they can fix it up. Mashenkin by the avoida of the Shechita, the Korban HaTamid, if they made a mistake, they pass the Korban, so for that we're very makpid to make sure first it's day. Right. Because the Ika the Army sums it like this, that, again, Ika the Army is going back to the original memory, that on the top again, where Rav Asi said, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanan, that Zah She Sidur Es Marocha Chayiv. That was his first memory. He learned that if a Zah just fixes up the Marocha, not put the two Gziri Eitzim, but he just put the small amount of twigs, like the first piece of wood on the Marocha, he's Chayiv Misa. So on this, the Gemara says, Vika the Amri like this, that Maskev Lo Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked a question like this. How could you say Chayiv Misa if Azar does it? V'chiyesh nechua avoidom, shiyesh achre avoidom psula. How could it be that there's another avoidom after the Siddur Marochom? After being Misad, making the bottom part of the Marochom, then there's the avoidom of putting the Shnei Gzir Yetzim on top of that. So we learned before that a zar is not chayiv misam if there's some more avoided to be done. We dash in the pasuk we have added them. It's only an avoided tumah if it's the last of the seder of avoiders. Like zrika sadam, if a zar does it, it's chayiv misam. Or by the haktorah, mashenkin, if there's an avoider after that, he's not chayiv misam. So here, how could you say for this siddur marocham you chayiv misam? L'chur, there's an avoider after that. You have to put the shnei gzir yetzim on top of that. That's one kasha. Upsulavazar, for the more of our